The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Now we'll listen to the speech of Hujjatul Islam Osama al-Attar.
Al-Mutawakkil al-Abbasi, he summoned al-Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam from Medina to come to Samarra. With him came al-Imam al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam, his son. The city of Samarra, in that city of Askar, in that city of the military, the Imams went through so much struggle. He is in a city where he's surrounded by military, especially Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, because they knew he was the 11th Imam, the 11th in the chain, and after the 11th comes the 12th. They knew this. So constantly the Imam and his house was under surveillance. They would send maids to work for the Imam who are spies to see if any of his wives would become pregnant. So they would go and kill her. Many times they go and attack the Imam's house, alayhi salam. So this was the life that they lived through. One day the Imam, alayhi salam, tells his companions, he says, this time, at this period, when you see me going outside, don't give salam to me, don't point at me, don't even look at me, don't make eye contact, because they will kill you. You'll be persecuted. But even then, in these difficult times, find if people seek the Imam, if people look for the Imam, if people really ask for the help of the Imam, for the guidance of the Imam still guide them, still help them. In this difficult time that the Imam instructed his followers not to make any eye contact, it is said one man came into a city. One of the companions of the Imam says, I saw the stranger walking in the city. I told him, where are you from? He said, I come from far away. He said, why did you come here? He said, listen, I am one of the children or the grandchildren of Abu Dharr al-Ghafari. I'm Ghafari as well. I heard so many conflicting reports about the imama of this imam. Imam al-Askari, alayhi salam, al-Hasan al-Askari. Conflicting reports. Some people say he's imam, some people say he's not imam. I've come here to investigate for myself. I want to investigate it. Is he an imam or is he not an imam? This companion of the imam says, as this man was talking to me, Imam al-Askari salamullahi alayhi passed by. When he passed by, he looked at this man, this foreigner. He said, Aghafariyun ant? Are you a Ghafari? The man said, yes. Imam looked at him and he said, كيف فعلت أمك حمدوي? How is your mother حمدوي? He named his mother. How is she doing? The man then looked at him in surprise and said, she's okay, alhamdulillah, she's fine. And the Imam went. He then continued. This companion of the Imam looks at this Ghafari. He tells him, did you meet this Imam before? Have you met him before? He said, no, this is the first time. I've never met him, he's never met me. He said, so now are you satisfied with what you just saw? He says, even less than that would be even satisfying. This is even greater than what I had expected. So when people turn to Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam at these difficult times, no matter how difficult the time is, Ahlul Bayt turn to the Shia, turn to the Muwaleen, turn to their supporters. But you find Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and their supporters going through these difficulties as long as the goal is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The pleasure of Allah. They're being harassed. They're being imprisoned so many times. Imam al-Askari, Imam al-Hasan salamullah alayhi, gets put in prison. And sometime later they release him. And then they put him in the prison again. And then they release him. And so on and so forth. So many times. This is a mu'min. He is in constant struggle in dunya. He works hard in dunya. But as long as the goal is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the ultimate goal.
And Imam al-Askari played such a big role. So he played a role, among the roles, the many he played, of course, is one, to prepare the Shia for the ghaiba of the Imam salamullah alayhi. Second, is to preach about the madhab of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And third, to protect the Shia. At the young age of 28 years old, he was given the poison by the Khalifa of his time, Al-Mu'tamid Al-Abbasi. And they were actively searching for the son, because he's the 11th, they know there should be a 12th. In fact, when they gave him the poison, they came and they stayed at his house, and the Khalifa pretended to be a nice person, so he brings some doctors so that they could look at the state of the Imam. But even these doctors were actually spies. Even the doctors were spies. Everyone was trying to see, do they find a boy? Is there a child somewhere here? Is there someone? Nothing. Nothing. Until finally they give up. They say, no, I don't think there is anybody in this house. Any children. So they leave the house. And maybe this is part of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mercy of Allah. And as they leave the house, then the pain becomes more difficult on the Imam salamullahi alayhi. Imam al-Askari, despite his greatness, the son of Imam al-Hadi, he has a brother by the name of Ja'far al-Kadhab, Ja'far the liar, son of Imam al-Hadi. He was not a good mu'min, unfortunately. Imam al-Askari leaves this dunya. Imam al-Mahdi salamullahi alayhi is with him. He takes care of the ghusl and the kafan. And then Ja'far al-Kadhab stands to pray on the Salat al-Mayyit, on his brother. Some of the Shia, they say, we know that only a Ma'soom can pray on the Ma'soom. So some of them started to have doubt. They started thinking, my gosh, is he the next Imam? Then deen is finished if he's the next Imam. They started to get worried, because they see him standing there and he's about to pray. All of the sudden, the faraj comes, subhanallah, the help comes. They see a young boy coming out, and he stands before his uncle, and he says, Ya Am, my uncle, you know that this is not your place to stand, it is mine. Now the uncle had never even seen his nephew, he never even knew he existed. But subhanallah, haq, when it comes with power. And batil is so weak, even though the man is much older, he's only a child physically, he's only 5 years old, but yet he comes with eloquence, with power, with truth, that the uncle just keeps silent, خلاص, cannot say a word, because he knows he's wrong, he knows he's not the one. And he steps aside, he says, step aside, my uncle, step aside. So he steps aside, and the Imam salamullahi alayhi leads the salat on his father. Salatul Mayyit. Then a group of people or a servant that the Imam al-Askari sent with some money, and he told him, the one who will ask you about this money is indeed the Imam after me. Imam al-Mahdi salamullah alayhi turns to the servant and he tells him, where is the money that my father gave you? And it is this much, give it back to me. So this man feels very happy, and this is also part of the rahmah of Allah. So people do not have doubt that this is indeed the Imam. He does exist. He did pray on his father. He is there, but he is in ghaiba. And then the Imam salamullahi alayhi buries his father al-Askari next to Imam al-Hadi salamullahi alayhi in the same house. Imam salamullahi alayhi takes care of the burial, the ghusl and the kafa, the burial, and then he goes into ghaibatul sughra. And until today, after about 70 or so years, he goes into ghaibatul kubra, until today.